Hi guys, welcome to Rage Game Network. I'm Andy.
I'm Connor.
And it's Chris.
So, we're doing our second episode for the day. I mean, it's a little hot in this motherfucker right now. So
it's like a sauna.
Toasty. Yeah, because the whole nice Mortal Kombat reference there.
That was good.
For the longest time, I thought it was oopsies.
No.
No, it's toasty. So yeah, it's about 80 degrees outside or more by this point. We got to turn off the AC, you know, we got to pick some of the hottest days of the week to actually record, you know, like idiots.
I blame Andy.
Yeah. Well, you got to come here and all my equipment, all our equipment. Jesus. Bad phrasing on that one. Yeah, it was at my place, so that's great.
So, Andy, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, we're going to we wanted to talk about D&D, and I know we talked a lot about that in the last episode. Obviously, you know, most of that's going to transfer over, but as far as it goes, this is kind of like one of our ideas episodes. So we're going to talk about what we want to keep going with, what we want to talk about, you know, as far as it goes. Little projects we'll probably be working on more and more. So nothing like
so it's set pretty relaxed. In stone.
Yeah, I like the relaxed episode we did like earlier today. Obviously, you know, it's another week out on people for the listeners, but another relaxed, you know, just calm listening type of shit.
Yeah.
So as far as it goes, I know that I posted what I want to start off on is the PC build, which I'm like kind of excited because I've always wanted to do something that was like, there's no purpose for this fucker to be alive.
That's
just for the pure fact of it being there and usable. Literal Frankenstein project, okay? Connor's obviously going to definitely help out on that because, you know, I have a lot of the actual physical building portion of experience. You know, it's... For me, it's not hard. It's the mechanical aspect of my brain that just is, like, triggered there. And I love that. It's like building a car, but knowing that if something's broken, you don't have to tear the whole fucker apart to get it.
You're right.
Get it to
shit,
work.
It's in the engine? Fuck, I got
to tear the engine apart, this, that, and the next thing. Whereas, you know, a computer, okay, if it's hardware-based, I just got to pull the panel off, look at what I'm looking at, pull that part out, replace it. You know, it isn't, yeah. Unless it's like on the motherboard and then you're fucked. Yep. Pretty much how that goes.
Yeah.
Unless you
can't really replace that.
No,
piece
unless,
by piece, I mean.
Yeah, unless you have real experience soldering and doing all that type of shit and understanding that. Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
That is a fucking nightmare. So. As far as that goes, what do you suggest, Connor, we should like start off with? Or do you have like extra parts that we could start building this Frankenstein like tomorrow?
I mean, all extra parts actually were just used for my buddy to get a PC.
So damn,
he could play with us. Yeah.
Fuck.
We got probably five of us friends to all have spare parts and the exact ones we needed. We only had to buy a hard drive.
Wow, that ain't bad.
That's not bad.
Well, that's pretty good.
What's he running for a graphics card?
1060.
Well, that ain't bad at all.
No, it's only the 3 gig one.
Oh, so.
Which if you want to play games like anybody who knows Star Citizen for PC anyway,
okay,
you need more than that.
So. Yeah. A little bit more.
It needs more VRAM or the graphics RAM anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know we've talked about, you know, I'm running a 1050 Ti, which for what we're doing, not a big deal.
It's more than enough.
It's way more than enough for, I mean, we could have a simple like 980.
You're right.
Fucking joke.
You could have just used it on graph or onboard graphics.
Yeah. I literally could have done that. Actually, the onboard graphics have a HDMI hookup, so
yep.
Could have done that. But I wanted to use the graphics card and relieve some of the pressure off of the CPU and shit like that. So, yeah, so that's a little bit of a project that just kind of went down the toilet a little bit.
Wait, hold on, a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, so. you can build a Frankenstein PC for pretty cheap. There's videos of people playing, Scrapyard Wars. Linus Tech Tips does.
I've watched a couple of those. Those are kind of fun.
It's cool, and they just build the cheapest PC possible, but the most powerful for their money.
Right. Anyway,
and it's pretty sweet.
But we don't have, like, $300 to $400 right now to just burn on that.
Why not?
Well,
just hiding somewhere.
Well, as far as it goes,
hiding.
Yeah, nobody's subscribed to our Patreon, so please subscribe to that. We will be having a bloopers episode probably fairly soon. I think we're almost up to about a half an hour of
shenanigans,
fuck ups.
I mean, today alone added what, like 10
about 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah,
the topic on Florida was great for that.
Oh my god, yeah.
We'll leave that there.
Yeah, Chris put something in that and it just went way left field, and that was a straight up foul ball. Like, if you were driving, Chris just grabbed the wheel and jerked to the left.
Like, that's what I do in my comment.
Yeah, I mean, doing 55 plus, we were on track and, you know, kind of swerving in our lane, and then the motherfucker just grabbed the steering wheel and just, yeah.
I turn now.
No signal. oh shit. Now we gotta edit that one out.
Bloopers.
Yeah, because I wanted to do that one. I turned now. Good luck, everybody else.
Oh yeah, Family Guy. We'll reference Family Guy so we don't have to fucking. Yeah. How much signal do I need? Oh my god. Yeah, sorry about that. We're just referencing Family Guy because, you know, yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, but, no, yeah, Chris kind of fucked part of our segment up and we took off with it. And it's like, all right, if we're going to travel through the woods, we're just going to do it.
We're just going to talk about it.
So, yeah, we will be putting up a bloopers episode probably fairly soon, thanks to Chris. As far as that goes, we'll try and get more like content on Patreon. So, once patrons start coming, we can have a lot of content for them to check out. Probably just like our E3 exclusive episode, which, I mean, it's been kind of hard not to talk about some of the stuff because, I mean, it's out in the open as far as it goes. But the E3 exclusive episode has a lot of our opinions behind certain things. So
correct.
Check that out as well while we have it. Then we were talking about D&D. So
did you want to continue on that?
A little bit because
we never made my character. You guys just told me not barbarian.
Oh, yeah, did you have one more? Did you want to talk about? I forgot.
I mean, barbarian would be an all right class if you want to go with that. But if as far as like super tank, you want to go with paladin.
Yeah, that's probably your
best. Would be like in between.
Oh, fighter.
Fighter. Okay.
But they're both like, the fighter isn't super tanky, but they can be a little bit tanky. But there is no like specialized, like straight up, they got some stuff, but there's like no magic use. Whereas a paladin does have like a little bit of magic use because they're essentially like a war cleric, an actual wartime cleric. So, you know, they go in and start wrecking shit and their buddies have, you know, gotten injured. Okay. Heal.
Right.
You know, you can go
up. Remember, the last character I did, I think I did, what was like an elvish?
You did an elven ranger, which I actually have one of the figurines on the table over here for you.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I did, because I think I had a little bit of magic because of the elvish.
Yeah, well, the ranger, actually.
Or was it the ranger?
It was because in version 4, you get more of a magic type thing. Whereas in 3.5, it is a more of a druid style magic.
Yeah.
So you get like animal companions and stuff like
That's that right.
with more nature based stuff. Druids are cool as shit. Mm-hmm. If you get an animal companion, I think at level 4, whereas like ranger gets his at like level 6 or 7, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And they can talk to plants and shit like that, which is it's like odd, but at the same time, like you have a lot of knowledge of what's right and what's wrong inside of, you know, going out into the forest and shit.
Right.
So if you're like doing nature perception check, you can be like nature check, and you know, okay, something's wrong, the birds aren't singing and stuff like that at the time that they're supposed to be, and blah blah blah, so you can tell that something's coming to kick your ass.
Right.
There's something up ahead.
Yeah,
might not be right.
Yeah. And then
your
they have like serious like magical powers. A ranger is like almost multi-class. He's like they can dual wield, they can also like Legolas. There you
okay.
go.
I remember I could dual wield. Yeah. I had a bow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what the hell I had.
If you're going to compare anything to Dungeons & Dragons, it's based off of Tolkien's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah, like my character was like the elves, basically, for the most part.
Yeah.
In Lord of the Rings.
Very standardized. Very standard. Like, elvish. Ranger.
Yeah.
That's all you had. Yeah. I've played characters that like mix match type things. Like I've played a elven druid ranger, so it was like I get a little bit of an overlap on some things. Mm-hmm. But on the other things I can go this direction and I can go this direction on right. certain
so you
things.
Can do certain things.
Got it. So
Can I ask you something real quick?
No.
Well,
not allowed.
No, I'm the fucking host. No, go ahead. What's up?
What's like the craziest backstory that you've made for a D&D character? Because I know...
Craziest?
The one I had was kind of screwed up.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Or is there one that you remember that was like, that's kind of screwed up?
No. Not really. I've always kind of kept like not a simple, but it explains a lot about my character.
Mm-hmm.
Of how they are at their point.
Okay.
How they came to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the druid ranger, I said, you know, that, you know, I grew up in a regular style elvish society that, you know, they're mostly rangers.
Right.
And stuff like that. And
oh,
my
so
dad
like you didn't
was,
fit in.
Yeah, my dad was a ranger and he trained me to be a ranger, but I didn't like that. And one day I stumbled upon, you know, a druid, you know.
Okay.
And besides him being slightly outcast, an outcast to the society, me and him, you know, I was fascinated in what he did.
And what he did. So that's
and
why.
And on top of that, he smoked a lot of grass. And by that point, you know. Yeah, I got into the whole thing about smoking weed and shit in the game. So, yeah, it was like, you know, be more part of nature, man.
Yeah,
so,
bro.
super hippie type druid, right? It was great. Or was it a cleric? I don't exactly know.
Okay.
But yeah, it was like super hippie type deal. And I played that character as like a good neutral or neutral good character.
Okay. So, like, generally you had a good sense of things, but you
I had, like, a level or a rank in Ranger because I put that in my backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know? So I carried around my father's bow after he died and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's a whole thing behind it, so.
Okay.
I mean, you can do that, and that's the craziest part about D&D. You can create your backstory, and if the DM's cool about it, you know, he'll be like, all right, you know, I actually kind of like that. So,
right.
You know, when you're making up a character.
When you get weapons and stuff, I'm trying to remember, some of them you can get, like, certain weapons you can get in the beginning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where they can design that.
Yeah, I mean, I could, as far as going to be DM, I'm going to allow a lot of things, but I'm not going to be like, okay, if you go into the Player's Handbook, they don't always have a lot of, like, straight-up information about different weapons and stuff.
Right.
Like, you don't have, like, the Magical Armory or Compendium or whatever like that.
Right.
Type of stuff. Thanks.
This is the one? I'm trying to remember. Yeah, this is the one.
Yeah, that's basically pretty much his character.
Like my character.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah, one's more of a travel character in there, and then the other one's like a fighting.
Fighting one.
I mean travel?
Like when you're running
or moving. Okay.
Yeah. Really. It's for, in my opinion, it doesn't really freaking matter.
Well, one of them's more for your battles.
Yeah, right.
And
I mean,
the other one's kind of like
you can
the map.
Say that, but who gives a shit? As long as you got a marker on the map, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter,
right? You know.
So yeah, I'm trying to think because my character had like, I remember he was a basically he was head of an army, his family, his royalty, and then
yeah,
I forgot the exact story, but it was kind of screwed up because it was something happened. I had to leave. Someone got killed, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
It went along with the story, so, you know, right. We met up with our party that was, you know, a band of misfits, obviously, as usual. As usual.
With the chaotic evil.
With the chaotic evil that was playing a lawful neutral, which is stupid.
Which literally my character's going, what the fuck are you doing over there?
I should have killed them. You know...
No, I think we mentioned at one point, I was like, can we just kill him? And you're like, dude, you're lawful good. You can't say that.
my favorite part.
I can't even think that.
My other thing is I've always wanted to do like a, either a, not a gauntlet style, but because it's dungeon crawling, that's considered dungeon crawling.
Right.
A Colosseum.
Ooh.
Where you either
could you do that?
I can do that. We can
like
do
DM, one, he can do what he wants.
We can do a one shot. We can do a one shot Colosseum.
Like we literally are just you could just create a backstory that like oh yeah you guys got caught or whatever and you're now in this gladiator type fighting situation.
Yeah,
or
we'll wait until we're a little bit higher level.
Yeah.
But as like a one shot type thing, I mean we could do like once we get better at you know. Playing our characters and rolling out characters and stuff like that. We'll do like a level 15, like kill them all, kill each other type straight up.
Because part of
fuck shit up.
The only reason part of me makes me think a gladiator style would be actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like
it sounds pretty
like,
fun.
When oh, we yeah. all get you, to like level
they release
15,
like a dragon at the end kidnapped. Of it or some shit.
And then they bring us into this random place that we have to fight off people.
Yeah, so we could totally do that. Just... Yeah, no, yeah, you got to keep your mic towards your mouth a little bit. Just
hey.
if you're gonna talk to Connor and look over here, kind of like just, put your face near the mic and talk. At
look
him.
That way.
Yeah.
Look sorry, at I'm really bad up. At this, guys.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie about it.
We could totally do something like that. I think it would be interesting.
Have you done something a campaign where? You know, like, at a certain level, everyone gets to, like, the DM goes, oh, fuck, you all got kidnapped. All right, here's, like, something.
No, we haven't done something like that where we've had to kill each other off, which I think would be fucking amazing.
Hunger Games?
Oh, yeah.
Hunger Games style.
Kill or be killed.
Can you imagine?
But how would someone that's lawful good work with that?
You don't have a choice.
I mean, okay, would they be like, I don't really... Like,
well, yeah.
This goes against my beliefs. I can't. Yeah. And then the person's just like, well, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's going to be like, you know, you're going to fight, you know, type of thing. But these guys didn't do nothing. Well, the other people, if they got different alignments, they're just going to come up to you and start attacking your dumb ass for standing there. You know, that's the type of thing. Let's see.
I just wanted to ask, because that would be kind of cool. Like, you're in the middle of a campaign, and then all of a sudden, like, you get kidnapped, and then there's this whole, like, that's where you could build in that one shot.
But, yeah, I mean, also, if you consider the fact that, like, getting kidnapped at level 15 by commoners.
No, you, well, yeah.
Yeah, no. You would just slaughter every one of them.
But why does that have to be commoners? It could be...
Because you know, NPCs something. Are usually considered commoners.
Okay. Well, it could be like a...
Well, you build as a story device type thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could. All right. Well, we'll work on a lot of that type of shit. You love fucking with that mic, don't you?
It just came off.
Fidgety bullshit. All right. I watched you fidgeting with the fucking thing.
He watched you play with it.
Yeah.
I love to play with my mic.
All right, enough innuendos, guys. Let's see. I do want to play Munchkin soon, which would be awesome.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Because he's got it.
I have it, and I have a lot of the other ones. And because my buddy likes it, and he only plays when he comes over, he left all the other ones he has. So I have, like, Cthulhu, Legends, Zombies. I know another person that has Apocalypse.
Have you ever played the Vampire one?
I haven't played the Vampires one.
It came out along with like the Twilight series, and it really makes fun of like
does it
a lot of the vampire type shit. It is fucking hilarious.
I gotta say the Cthulhu one was actually a lot of fun. I played that one recently, and it kind of gives it a different spin where there's cultists in there, you know, worshiping Cthulhu.
Yeah.
And if everyone by the end becomes a cultist, then the game ends right there. It doesn't matter what level you are, and whoever has the highest level wins.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool.
Briefly, he mentioned something. Is there zombies in D&D? I forgot.
Yes, there is.
We did talk about that. Okay.
There's skeletons, there's zombies, pretty much anything that's mythical it's in there. Okay. I think there's even like a homebrew of Cthulhu. Or Cthulhu, if you will, where somebody drew up the stats for Cthulhu.
Really?
So, yeah, you can fight that, but they have, I think they're called Overseers or some shit like that, where it's like, it kind of looks like a Medusa head with one eyeball, and it's got like tentacles coming off of it, and they're like supposed to be the most powerful, oh god, evil fucking monster.
Damn.
Also, you don't know about this. He might know a little bit about this, but I know a small hair of this enough to be dangerous with. There are different planes of existence in D&D.
Yeah, we were messing with, I forgot what character. One of the campaigns we did, we were messing with that. Different planes.
It was a slight touch on it, and
yeah, it was nothing like major, but
yeah.
I remember we were like out in the middle of nowhere, and we were fighting someone, and that's when we started to get into that.
Yeah, and it blinked out and went into a different dimension. Yeah,
yeah.
Which the different planes of existence, the ethereal plane. That one's crazy. No, it's the astral plane.
Astral,
which is fucking insane. Because you need a tether, right, to your regular realm.
Okay.
Because if you don't, you float off and you're just gone. And there's things that will eat you, and there's nothing to actually like physically walk on. You're just floating in like space that you could breathe in. It's really fucking weird. And on top of that, if you're going out far enough, you need to be careful from the rift that was there, Because sometimes there's monsters out there that will cut the tether.
So you tethered yourself, you're just floating there, but you can obviously just use the tether to go back, but then they're just like...
Yeah.
Later, sucker.
Yeah.
Shit.
I got
some. What are the other planes?
I don't remember a lot of them. But there's like a rock world, if you will, where you like, it's really kind of crazy because it's like the same idea as the ethereal, or some, it might be the ethereal realm, where you have to actually like buy a ship there, and you're float like not floating in space, but like the water is space.
Okay.
It's like, you know, outer space type look. And there's like little rock islands around, and, you know, it's really insane type shit. So.
Okay.
And there's hundreds of different races and shit like that.
Shit.
I mean, once we get more involved and like characters are starting to die off, I will like open up, you know. Okay, pick this character. You can pick, you know, these races because we're also in this area and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Sorry, that's a lot of D&D talk and bullshit like that, but...
You said you wanted to talk about D&D.
I mean...
Do you have anything, Connor? I'm sorry. I know I've been talking.
No, I don't mind. I just...
You got any questions?
Kind of listen. No, not right now. I figured you guys would answer them eventually as you kept going, so...
Right.
No, it just sounds like a great time.
Yeah, I think biggest thing, I like Lord of the Rings, so that's why I like D&D.
I never really got into the Lord of the Rings. I read, like, The Hobbit, and that was about it, which was really cool for me because, you know, that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, kind of cool because it's kind of cool.
I like the movie. I haven't read the books. I'd like to.
Read The Hobbit. You'll be like... This does not follow the movies whatsoever.
Not at all.
The movie does not follow this whatsoever, except for, like, the first movie, and that's it.
That's it, probably.
That's, like, it. But, because the orcs or goblins or whatever the fuck they are there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they run into them here and there, but it's not like...
Like in the movie where
it's a personal vendetta against a fucking dwarf. No, it's not like that at all. It's like a D&D encounter. Oh, right. There's a passageway, and a bunch of fucking goblins come out of this fucking passageway while they're sleeping and try to kill them. That's how that rolls.
Okay.
So
it's not this whole, it's not the whole thing where that one guy is like, I want to hunt them down because he's got a personal problem with it.
Yeah, no.
No, okay.
That's not it. A lot of it's more of like Dungeons and Dragons encounters than personal vendettas. And, you know, it's like just wildlife and shit trying to eat you and kill you and fuck you up.
Okay.
Because of the pure fact that they're bad and you're good.
What, that was Tolkien playing D&D back in the day?
No,
I know he came up with World War I. He came up with a lot of his ideas from Lord of the Rings. Tolkien, the author?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't get his ideas from D&D. D&D got a lot of their ideas from him.
So well, I know from World War I, that's a lot of the things that he writes about is...
Yeah, his experiences in life, yeah. Mm-hmm. As far as it goes, like... Yeah, they talk about the wolves in The Hobbit, and it's supposedly like represent like the Germans and stuff like that. And it's certain other stuff and factions, but there's a whole representation and blah blah blah, and the Elvish language is based very loosely off of like Swedish language.
Okay.
Like, he actually came up with the language and wrote the language and designed the language by himself. Yeah.
Cool.
Which is crazy. Speaking of which, there's different languages in D&D.
I did know that.
Okay. So you can start talking.
Was it basic we have?
Yeah. Well, English is basic. We're speaking currently is basic.
Okay.
If your intelligence is high enough, you can choose to get more languages.
That's right. So my character always had fucking diplomacy and intelligence were high, so I always had additional languages I could talk to.
Yeah, so you can talk in Draconic and shit like that. It's really kind
of Elvish, cool. All that, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the races are kind of cool too. The one I've always wanted to try and fuck with is like a half orc.
yes.
A half orc rogue. Like just shit that doesn't belong together.
What is that?
What is a half orc?
No. I know what that is, but I mean, like, looking at it, like, what is that?
Yeah. Like what you're it would look supposed like? To sneak yeah. into places and steal shit? What the fuck? You're like 300 pounds and 7 foot fucking tall.
It's like a right. giant ninja.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you've ever played Skyrim, like, take an orc character. And then join the Thieves Guild. See how well that works out. You know, that's the type of shit that I'm talking about. I've always wanted to try and do something like that. Where it doesn't belong. Like a fucking gnome fighter or barbarian. Like there's no reason. No reason. Gnomes are like yay tall. And like, okay, gnomes in D&D are short, well, okay, 3.5. I think they're slightly taller than a halfling. I'm not 100%. I'll have to look at the player's handbook again.
Okay.
But they're either slightly taller or slightly shorter than a halfling. I know four, they kind of flipped it, which is stupid. It's because, yeah, gnomes and halflings are the opposite of what they were previous to that.
Okay.
I don't know if that was a mistake from Wizards or whatever, but that's the thing. Part of the reason why we play 3.5 is because when Wizards bought Wizards of the Coast, what is it? Coast? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Bought in Dungeons and Dragons from, you know, the original people, they changed a lot of things, and they made it simpler for people to get into it.
Right. They wanted the casual people to
It was kind of like Fortnite and stuff like that. You know, you want the casual gamers to actually join.
Right.
But, you know, it's cool, but if you're going to do that, you need dedication, and it can't be like a casual thing.
A good mixture of both.
Yeah, you need a good mixture of both. 3.5 is like, here, I'm going to throw you a bag of shit, and you got to catch it with, you know, a pair of tongs at 300 miles an hour. And
have fun.
And not catch it to the face.
Yeah.
You know?
So, it's a little bit more.
And it's a soaking like it's a wet complex. Paper bag.
Don't fuck it up.
Have fun.
Good luck. So, yeah.
So it's a little more complex, right?
Oh, highly.
Well, highly it complex. Seems like you could make it simple if you want.
You can make it simple. But
you could also make it complex.
That's the beauty of any Dungeons & Dragons game, is the fact that you can make it as complex or as simple as you want it.
Right.
All
right.
So this was going to be a good break spot. We're about a half an hour in, so we'll be right back. So, yeah, we're back. And, we had a little bit of a break here, and I talked to my original dungeon master from when I was in college and stuff, and I asked him if I could steal some of his ideas. And he's like, yeah, man, you know, I would love to play some of those games, though, too. And he was totally on board, and we, you know, kind of reminisced about our older campaigns a little bit. And it was kind of funny because I was just about to get to the story of what happened in the campaign. Evil. Yeah, the evil campaign. But what were you saying, Connor? You were going to say something?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Was I going to say something? No idea.
I don't know.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh. And I know. I have no idea.
So, we, you know, our evil campaign, a lot of it was like, yeah, fuck you, DM, you know. But he said, actually, it was very well structured. Evil campaign. Usually evil campaigns go in the toilet.
It's like free for all.
Yeah, almost immediately. Yeah, we're going to be raping and pillaging. No, we had a quest and everything, and it really went well. And I think we ended up doing, like, we started at, like, level 9, which was...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was not, like, a super high level, but no. I know we ended at about level 15. So there's a lot of, like, room where we were actually playing. Damn. This campaign.
You know, I never asked. Is there a max level, or does it keep going?
Officially, like, your max level as a regular, like, character is 20. After 20, well, 20 up, it's considered epic level.
Okay.
So, you know, you're almost at, like, just shy of god status, or, you know,
right,
demigod status.
Right.
So.
Okay. I did not know that. I figured I'd ask.
Yeah, I mean, once you get from, like, level 20 to 40, that's epic level. 40 plus is, you know, like, almost like a demigod, and then, like, 80 up is, like, god status.
Shit.
So, yeah, I mean...
So you can go farther.
You can go really far, but, I mean, as far as the books go... There's not a lot of stuff
Okay, so they only go through 20.
Yeah, and by that time, you're probably multi-classing.
Right.
Heavily.
Heavily.
You know.
Okay.
Pretty nice. Yeah, it's nice. But, so, my evil campaign, a little story about this, which is amazing. So, we got done doing a quest. We ended up killing a dragon. You know, we sold the hide for, you know, a lot of fucking money. Because, you know, who brings down a dragon and can survive it? And, you know, the scales are actually worth something. None of us had any crafting ability. So we're like, fuck it, we're selling it. All right. So, you know, we take our money and go to the bar. And it's like, you know.
Get pissed drunk.
Yeah. We get to the bar, and the barmaid comes up, and, you know, Bob's character orders a beer. Kelvin's character orders, you know, a shot of whiskey or something like that. And I'm like, give me the strongest shit you got. Right? And both, you know, our dungeon master's like, are you sure? And then, you know, fucking... The barmaid is also like, are you sure? You know, same person, same but person. You know, yeah. You know, are you sure? You know, I got it twice. You know, are you sure? Like, yeah, fuck yeah. Do I look like a, do I look weak to you?
Do I look like a wuss?
Yeah, right. A few minutes later, barmaid comes back over and puts the thing in front of me. And I'm like, okay. And I just down it in one shot. And then I get from the DM, do a fortitude save. Oh, fuck. What did I just drink? He's like, you just drink dwarven ale. Fuck. Right? So we're going along, and I passed my fortitude save, so I'm not unconscious, okay? But I am not coherent, okay?
Are you, like, so, unresponsive?
Yeah, I'm stumbling like around the bar, like, right? Okay. And where's the other one? There it is. So, you know, it's kind of funny because all of a sudden I hear, you start acting erratically and you start swinging, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shit. He's like, oh, can I stop myself? He's like, no, you are completely under my control right now, essentially. I'm like, fucking shit, this is going to suck, right? And then he's like, you start swinging your arms, flailing around, and you hit a person. I'm like, oh, shit, right? And he goes, Hold on a sec. Okay. Okay. Oh, shit.
Right.
And I'm like, what's oh, shit? And he's like, well, you just punched a level 18 paladin. He also has detect evil. At this point, Jim said we were level 13. So three of us at level 13 could probably, you know, kill him.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't wearing full mail, which he was. On top of that, his AC, if you don't know what AC means, it's armor class. His armor class rating was through the roof. Okay, Jesus. He rolled up a fucking character that would have annihilated our asses. And it wouldn't have been any help because, you know, okay, yeah, you got three characters. Yeah, you got three characters that are level 13, but one's out of commission because he's so fucking drunk. He can't do anything but, like, just flail around and you're talking uncontrollably. And I'm like, oh, fuck. No, it was like, no, like mumbling. Just gurgling words, you know.
It's like you're gargling marbles.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly how that was going. So Bob does a diplomacy check, and he's like, dude, he has detect evil. You're evil, he's evil, and he's evil. What are you going to do about this? Time to run, guys.
I think it's time to go.
Right?
Peace.
So we start running, and, you know, one of the guys is a cleric, and at that level, he had teleport. It's kind of a short distance, so I think you could, in real life, was you could like teleport up. You can teleport up to a mile away.
Okay.
That's so you can get out of a combat zone.
Okay.
Well, well, he teleports my ass out of there into the hotel that we were staying in, right? But Bob's character is strapped there, having to run away from a level 18 paladin. He ended up losing him in like a back alley, but it took a little bit because he still had his detect evil, which is passive, so it's constantly going off. It's kind of like Spidey senses, but you know the direction of which way it's like coming from and where they're going, you know. And he ended up following him back to the hotel and, like, smashing in every room. And we're like, we got to get the fuck out of here. He got fucking crazy. That was a great one because it was, like, just pure mayhem and chaos. And we weren't even doing anything wrong in the first place except for me getting stupid drunk. You know, I just ruined everybody's good time.
Stupid drunk.
That was a great campaign. Did I talk about the eagle picking my ass up in the other campaign, one of my good campaigns?
No, I don't think so.
So... Yeah, I did, because we were talking about neutral and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Where Calvin was moving the rocks out of the way. Okay. Yeah. it was a good time. That's why I want to play again, because it was always a blast to be like, what the fuck can we get ourselves into?
There were times where we're like, oh, let's try that. And the DM's kind of looking at us like, are you sure you want to do this?
we're
like, yeah.
So I was talking, like I said, I was talking to Jim beforehand about, you know, our campaigns and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, we did a, we didn't do a version 4 campaign, Jim and our group.
Okay.
The original group, the OG group. The other campaign, the other group I played with, Chris was still in, and we played version 4, and the difference between the two is version 4 really pushes you to be more role-playing. Yeah. You actually have to communicate. There is no diplomacy check. There's no intimidation check. And if there is, you have to back it up.
Right.
With something.
Right.
You know? And I think that's why a lot of people went, either stayed with 3.5 or went to Pathfinder.
Right.
Which,
you can do that.
Yeah, Pathfinder is the same thing as 3.5, but it's what version 4 was supposed to be.
Okay.
And I really want to play that, too. Pretty much the same thing. The character sheet is almost exact copy. But, you know, they held the rights to what they wrote.
Right. You know? Right. Like, how much... Because it's pretty close to D&D, right? Is there anything that's
obviously it's almost, different? It's almost 3.5.
Okay.
It is almost exactly 3.5 word for word.
Okay.
Except for the player's handbook is about this fucking thick compared to this thick.
Massive, yeah.
So it is massive because of the pure fact that it's not just the player's handbook. It says player's handbook or, you know, a version of, or game manual.
Yeah.
It is literally like your player's handbook, your dungeon master's guide. Oh, and
it's
like,
got everything.
Yeah, it's got like a good amount of stuff.
Okay.
In there. So if you guys can't find 3.5, which you should be able to, because most of the books...
PDF.
If not all of them are on PDF files on Google. So, yeah, I don't condone pirating, but this is definitely one of those cases where it's...
Well, it's not really pirating if you can get it for free.
Right. I mean, I think that was
that's
more
exactly
of
what
the
pirating
goal.
Is. Yeah, right. Getting things for free.
I think this was one of those cases where I would say, you know, definitely get it off Google. Because, you know, the game's been out for probably 15 years, 3.5 or more. I can't remember exactly when they produced it, but they have a lot of the books online, if not all of them. And I've downloaded all of them that I could find, including the Undead Guide.
Mm-hmm.
They have a, like, a zombie dragon. Ooh. That fucker is... I have also...
I remember there was a campaign that I downloaded. It was a book literally for that campaign. I think it was like a level 15 campaign.
Oh, okay.
Well, something like that.
Yeah, like I said, we're gonna wait on like doing higher levels. We're gonna focus on a level 1 main campaign.
Right.
Eventually, once we get a little bit better at what we're doing, you know, I'll come up with shit. Maybe even collaborate with Jim. Maybe even have Jim Skype in over here, which I would need a webcam, but we could do it.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll cost much to get one.
No.
Depends just on the quality you want.
Yeah.
Obviously,
right.
But
his computer, he said he's only got a laptop that doesn't have great... It doesn't have the balls.
The balls.
Did you hear that? But even still, like... just you capturing the video, like his screen will display whatever you're able to capture, at least as long as the screen's able to display then. But
So well, you know, stuff and things.
I do have a camera or a webcam.
Oh no shit.
I got it when I was thinking about maybe streaming stuff like that, but I haven't because my internet is poop. So
your phone internet?
Yes.
We talked about that.
Are you making fun of my internet?
Yeah, you want to go over to Chris's house and hook up your computer.
Oh, yes. That's why I can't wait to move because I'll be getting green light.
Yeah, we got some fiber optic cables.
Oh, yeah. So if you don't know, Rochester had an agreement with, well, what is now Spectrum, what was Time Warner. They had an agreement saying that they would keep cable internet for, I don't know, a long fucking
long time.
And it quite recently just came, the bill is out of date now. So we got a new company out here called Greenlight that does fiber optic. internet, and their low end, if you guys don't know, their low end is $50 a month and is
like 500 megabytes
per second.
Yep.
Right now I'm cruising at probably 80 megabytes per second, and on top of that the bandwidth sucks, and on top of that I'm paying 80 somewhat dollars a month for it.
Yeah.
So
Spectrum.
we're not going to bash, because that's bad. That's bad, Chris.
Don't do it.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Just the name.
Yeah, because I know I forgot checking. I got it somewhere, but yeah, we got green light, but we got the $100 plan, and which we don't need that much.
Which, if you don't know any of the plans or anything like that, the green light $100 plan per month is a gigabyte per second.
It's ridiculous.
A gig.
Yeah.
There's no reason for that. Unless you're doing some serious massive gaming.
There's no reason but that I can have it, so I want it.
Yeah, and if you go for the $200 a month,
oh my God.
It's 2 gigabytes. 2 gigs,
right? Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Ridiculous.
I don't even know why. And these are the residential speeds. Right. These aren't even the business speeds.
Nope. Right.
Which, where you would need it would be like, you know, somebody that's got a huge office that are soaking up so much freaking bandwidth. But at that rate, you know, if you're just using that as... You can't get... you can, but you would have to upgrade your entire system to actually use the full potential of that internet. Two gigabytes of freaking speed? What?
Right. Well, I mean, for us, we have 5 Roku devices. We have my mom's computer, my computer, and then my PlayStation.
Yeah, well, okay, so what? You got a gigabyte. You know, you could run that almost easily on my stuff.
Right.
But
it'd be ridiculous. Yeah. I could probably run everything and not have any problems.
Yeah, you wouldn't have any drop in information.
Yeah. No pings.
No. Yeah. It's always good to hardwire your devices if you can. As far as your phone, it's not going to matter.
No.
And for your computer, you're gonna lose out by that transfer of memory through, you know, air. Right,
through the ports and all that.
So if you hardwire a computer, you're going to get, you know, faster speeds. Including your console. So keep that in mind. It also goes with controllers. If you you lose a little bit of speed. I mean, relatively, you're not going to see much of a difference.
No, until you're farther away.
Until you're farther away or, you know, certain things. But, like, professional gamers will hardwire their controllers.
Yeah.
Also, professional gamers, like streamers, will have a hardwire headset too, because of the sound and the speed.
Are you making fun of my streaming?
Got a wireless headset?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't have a wireless headset, but he does do a wireless controller.
Oh.
And yeah. He does wireless internet, which...
But you're not professional, you're just chillaxing. It's casual gaming.
Yeah. Yeah, casual.
But the
casual gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've popped up a couple of videos. I've done a few streams.
Is that your gaming? Casual gaming?
Casual gaming.
Casual gamer Chris.
I'm not really hardcore.
Is that you just laxing on the couch and just like, yeah, today guys, we're just casual gaming.
We'll call you CCC. Casual core Chris. Casual Chris.
Triple C.
Triple C. No, that's not a bra size.
I was going to say, that's not my bra size. Shut up.
Not Chris's bra size. No, but we talked a lot about Dungeons & Dragons almost for an hour now. Holy shit.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know.
And apparently you guys could talk for days of D&D. So
oh my God. I'm sorry.
Soon I'll be able to jump in. I just didn't want to say something that I shouldn't. And then hell rained down upon me. I don't think you guys would.
You would get a little ball breaking, but I don't mean it wouldn't be merciless. Because I understand, you know, being a new gamer in, you know, the Dungeons & Dragons world, it's, Especially in this case, it's really daunting. So if you do have questions, I encourage you to ask them as dumb as you think they would be. Like, seriously. I'm not opposed to you asking, because even on the podcast. So, yeah, I know a lot of people might have the same questions. That's why.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah. If you ever got questions for me, you know, remember to hit us up on Facebook or Instagram. You know, check out our Patreon. We might actually start doing D&D campaigns or parts of campaigns on the Patreon. So become a patron. You know, the best way is it's a dollar a month donation. I mean, what is a dollar a month to most of us? I mean, you know, if you got a job, not much. You waste it getting your Monster or Mountain Dew every day. So yeah, keep that in mind. Shut up.
shut up.
So, yeah.
But, yeah.
Thanks for listening. I guess this will be like our D&D episode, which should have been our tabletop episode. But, you know, I guess this is an expansion of that. So, if you rage it, we game it.
See you guys.
See you.